For 2016,
year over year, we've got about a 3% increase in total meat production,
with an expected increase in beef production of 3.6%. Agriculture Department Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer says for steers, on average, compared to last year, that will naturally bring on
lower prices, down from $148.12 a hundredweight to $137.38 a hundredweight. So you're talking down more than 10 bucks year over year on that increase in supply.
Also helping push those cattle prices down is an increase in supply of pork and broilers, record production expected. So a lot of competition in the marketplace, helping to keep the beef cattle prices from falling more than the expected 7% is the expected big increase in beef exports, up over 9% from 2015. Pork production in the U.S. had been expected to set a new record high this year, but the latest forecast from the Agriculture Department has production dropping below last year by about 2% as producers scale back farrowings to try to at least stem the tide of lower and lower hog prices. Back in 2014, hogs were averaging about $76 a hundredweight. Then came the crash of 2015, taking prices down by about $25 to a bit over $50. And now, despite a little less pork output,
for 2016, we have hog prices down a little under $3 year over year.
New forecast price, $47.63, down a bit over 5%. One reason is expected record production of competing meats, beef and chicken. Meanwhile, though, Meyer does expect U.S. pork exports to top 5 billion pounds this year, up 3% from 2015. The nation's poultry industry is in an expansion mode, perhaps just a little more expansion than had been expected earlier this year. Meyer says U.S. USDA's added about 70 million pounds to its previous production forecast for the year, taking expected output to 41 billion 100 million pounds. That would be 2.6% more than last year, 0.2% more than was forecast a month ago.
And at the same time, broiler prices, at least the expectation, is down a cent and a half on that larger production, but additionally a little bit weaker than anticipated demand. Not a lot, but a little bit weaker than anticipated demand for broilers, helping push that price expectation for 2016 down a penny and a half.
So now they expect broilers to average 86 cents a pound versus 90 and a half last year. This despite an almost 7% hike in exports. Turkey production will be up 6.8% this year, but prices at $1.14 a pound only down 1.7%. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.